I'm Michael Edward Miller for WGC. A Chattanooga author known for her fiction and novels for adults has written her first children's book. Jamie Dempsey Watts has written novels like Return to Taylor's Crossing and Moon Over Taylor's Ridge. Her first book for children is about a young boy and his grandfather and their trip to Paris. Jamie Dempsey Watts is going to start out by reading us the opening of Pap Pap Goes to Paris and So Does Ricky.
Ricky and his grandfather were in their favorite spot, the Den. Pap Pap lived with Ricky and his parents and was always around to help build racetracks. "Where are you going, Pap Pap?" Ricky asked. "Paris." "Where's Paris?" Ricky said. "In France, across the ocean." "Can I go?" Ricky asked. Pap Pap shook his head no. "Not this time, Ricky. Your Uncle Tony is going with me." "What will you do there?" Ricky asked. Pap Pap reached into his desk drawer and pulled out a small snow globe. "We'll see the Eiffel Tower," he said. "It looks like this, but the real one's much bigger." He gave the snow globe to Ricky and shook it, and the white flakes floated down over the tower. "Where'd you get this, Pap Pap?" "My grandfather gave this to me when I was your age," said Pap Pap. "The Parisians, the people who live in Paris, built the Eiffel Tower more than 100 years ago." "When you were little?" "Way before I was born," said Pap Pap. "At first, the Parisians didn't like the Eiffel Tower. They said it looked like a metal asparagus." "Ew," said Ricky. "Asparagus. Why didn't they shape it like a green bean instead?" "That's a good question," Pap Pap said. "I don't know. The Eiffel Tower is over 1,000 feet tall and has lots of steps. You are only allowed to climb 700. "That's a lot. Will you run up the stairs?" "If my knees cooperate," said Pap Pap. "I bet I could beat you to the top," Ricky said. "I bet you could." Pap Pap's phone rang. It was Ricky's Uncle Tony. "We were just talking about the trip," said Pap Pap. "What? Oh, no, I'm so sorry. I hope you soon feel better." Pap Pap said goodbye and hung up. "Uncle Tony broke his leg during a bike race." "He won't be able to climb the stairs at the Eiffel Tower," Ricky said. "Nope, he can't," said Pap Pap. "The doctor says he must wear a cast for 6 weeks. I'm canceling the trip. It's no fun going alone." "Wait, I have an idea," Ricky said. Together, they hatched a plan. A few minutes later, they went to talk to Ricky's mom and dad. "Mom, Pap Pap needs me to go with him to Paris," Ricky said. "What?" she asked, looking at Pap Pap. "It's true. Tony broke his leg," said Pap Pap. "I'm so sorry," she said. "Can't you go alone?" "It's no fun going alone," said Ricky. "Pap Pap says so. But I can go."
That was Jamie Dempsey Watts reading the opening of her new children's book, Pap Pap Goes to Paris and So Does Ricky. Here's our conversation. What age range is this intended for?
Well, it's intended for ages 3 to 7, and they're grown-ups. But that said, I've had a lot of grown-ups that bought the book that want to see what Paris is like, because most people secretly fantasize about going to Paris at some point.
Oh, yeah. And you've primarily written adult fiction and short stories, novels. What was the impetus for this children's book?
Well, my husband and I were planning an anniversary trip to Paris, and my grandson heard us talking about it, and he said, "Where's Paris?" And I said, "Oh, it's over in France." And then, of course, I had to explain about the world and where the country was. He was only 3 and a half at the time. And then I had an Eiffel Tower, a snow globe I had that I'd gotten some time ago, and I pulled it off the top of my desk, and I showed it to him. And he became obsessed with the Eiffel Tower, and he wanted to go with us over there to Paris. Well, of course, we would have taken him, but at 3 and a half, there were couple of factors. One, his parents wouldn't let him go.
Yeah.
And two, the arduous trip. And three, he didn't have a passport. But I was determined to tell him as much as I could about Paris. And then when I got there, I was determined to take a lot of photos for him. Just as the plane was taking off, we were leaving from Atlanta. My husband turned to me and said, with a smile on his face, "Pap Pap Goes to Paris." And I started laughing. And I also said, "That's the name of my next book. It's going to be a kid's book." And he said, "Wow, that's great." And so it was born, an idea was born, thanks to the nagging of a 3-year-old grandson.
The artist who drew all the illustrations for the book, it's a local artist, a University of Tennessee at Chattanooga graduate. Tell me about her.
Lynn Martin, and I feel so fortunate to have found her. I am a big Facebook person, and I was cruising around Facebook one day, and I noticed one of my friend's friends was an artist, and she had a whimsical drawing on her Facebook page. And later, when I had the idea for this book, I checked out some artists online, and they were all not located in Chattanooga. And then I thought about this one artist that I had seen the little drawing, and I contacted her, and we met and talked about the concepts, and she immediately got it and got my concepts. And we worked as a team, and she wanted to see photographs of Paris. So I showed her all my photographs. And then at that point, we came up with all the different ideas, and she got to work on it.
Beverly Cleary, the author of the Ramona books, recently turned 102. And I remember her. I remember reading some of those Ramona books when I was a kid. And of course, Judy Blume, Choose Your Own Adventure. Who were some of the children's books that you read when you were a child? Who are some of your influences in terms of children's literature?
Well, my age category was a little bit higher. I'm thinking Marguerite O. Henry, Mystery of Shinnateeg, Walter Farley, who wrote The Black Stallion. You see a pattern here. It's all horse books.
Yeah.
I don't really remember. Well, I guess I read things like Peter Rabbit and then Uncle Remus stories and fairy tales. And then when I was about 10, I started reading all kinds of books, including grown-up books left around by my big sister, like Gone with the Wind, which I loved, which, of course, wasn't really a children's book.
Yeah.
Don't tell me. But I do, even as a grown-up, though, I have enjoyed picture books. When I am writing about a new topic, I'll go to the library and check out a children's book because it has pictures, like How Do Things Work? Now, I will say one of my favorite books I read to my children growing up was an author named Richard Scarry. And I don't know if you've heard of him.
But, oh, yeah.
Oh, I adore his drawings. And that's who I really like. And I remember from my kids' years, I really enjoyed those books.
Writing for children, it's totally different than writing for adults. How did you kind of develop that skill?
Well, I hope I developed it. Well, the interesting part is the pictures really carry a lot of the story. So sometimes you have to sit back a little further back and not use so many words. I just sort of thought about how I would talk to my grandson and what I would say when I was explaining things. Another thing was you can do the pictures. You can use the pictures for the humor in the story. And that was kind of a good thing to happen, you know, to be able to count on them for the humor.
If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Chattanooga author Janie Dempsey Watts about her new children's book, Pap Pap Goes to Paris, and So Does Ricky. What have you got coming up next?
Well, I think that little Ricky and Pap Pap need to find a snow globe of the Trevi Fountain, and then they can go to Rome, and that would be good. But then again, Pap Pap and Ricky may end up having to go to a place like Nashville. If that happened, they might have to see somebody like Dolly Parton. That would be a lot of fun. There's a lot of places they can go, and I don't know. I want to see how this one does. I really enjoyed it, and I hope people enjoy it as well. But I want to say one more thing that's very different about writing it. On the first draft, I'm in a writer's group of women called Chattarosa, and I workshopped it with them. And the first draft, you have to realize children's humor is not quite like adults. Pap Pap said, I will climb up the Eiffel Tower if my knees hold out. Well, earlier the line was, only if they have a defibrillator.
Oh, yeah, for heart attacks.
One of those, yes. And I thought it was hilarious. And they said, it's funny if you're an adult, but this might not be so funny if you're a child.
Kids might get a little bit upset.
Yeah, besides it's so hard to pronounce. It's like defibrillator.
Yeah.
Can't ever get a job as a heart doctor, for sure. But the humor is a little different. You have to be a little bit more sensitive, I think.
And you have a book signing coming up.
Oh, yes. The book signing is this Saturday, July 14th, from 12 noon to 2 p.m. at Barnes & Noble, Hamilton Place Mall. And I'm excited about that. We're going to have coloring pages for the children that come, and we'll hand those out. And also, I hope to have Madeleine cookies for the adults. It's a French cookie, or for the children, too, but individually wrapped. So come early, because if they run out, you'll have to go have something else at the cafe there. And the book is also carried at Barnes & Noble, and it's carried at Starline Books here in Chattanooga, and also carried at Amazon.com.
What is your website?
www.janiewatts.com.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Janie Dempsey Watts talking about her children's book, Pap Pap Goes to Paris, and So Does Ricky. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.